Okay, so jumping right in, one of our listeners, Mumu, left us a comment after the last deep dive and really got us thinking.
Yeah.
And Mumu wrote, and I'm quoting here, "I must be misunderstanding you because it seems like you're saying the audio clip you posted are AI voices and that can't be true."
That can be true. At the end there is really interesting, you know.
Right.
It really kind of shows where things are with AI audio these days, I think.
Yeah, like it's...
Like Mumu's just like, no, that's...
Yeah, it's impossible.
Impossible. There's just no way.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we want to dive into right now.
Yeah.
For this deep dive is, how is that possible?
Right.
And why does it sound the way it does?
Exactly. And why that feeling of, that can't be true, you know? Why is that kind of the first reaction that people have?
Well, and that's the thing that's so interesting, too. It's like, it's almost a compliment to the technology that it's so good.
Absolutely.
That people are like, no, that's not.
There's no way.
There's no way that's AI.
If it's bad AI, everyone would be like, oh, yeah, obviously that's fake.
Right.
Exactly.
But now it's so good that it's like, no, that has to be real.
Right. Yeah. So for this deep dive, our mission is to clarify what's behind the audio that we've been using.
Right.
And just sort of lay it all out on the table.
Yeah. And I think the core of it, like you said, is that the clips just sound so real.
Yeah.
You know?
They sound real.
And it's because they are getting more and more realistic all the time.
Yeah. And the tech behind it is changing so rapidly.
Absolutely.
So maybe walk us through a little bit about like what is actually happening on the technical side that is making these voices sound more and more real.
Sure. So one of the key things that's happened is the move towards what are called transformer-based models in AI.
Okay.
Now, it sounds complicated.
Yeah.
But essentially what it means is that the AI is able to understand the context of speech.
Okay.
In a much more sophisticated way than it could before.
Got it.
So previously, it was kind of just like, you know, putting sounds together.
Yeah, like one word at a time. Right, exactly. But now it's able to actually understand the meaning of what's being said.
Yep.
And the nuances of human speech. So that's like, you know, things like emphasis and tone and even like little breaths and pauses, you know.
Oh, so it's taking into account all those subtle things.
Exactly. All the little things that make human speech sound natural.
Okay.
And that's what these transformer models are able to do now.
Interesting.
And so it's that understanding of context that allows for the more natural flow and those subtle inflections that you hear.
Oh, okay. So that's what leads to that realism.
Precisely. It's not just about stringing words together anymore. It's about understanding the meaning and the feeling behind them.
So really, this shift in how the AI is processing language is the key to why it sounds so convincing now.
Exactly.
So it's not just about the sounds themselves. It's about the AI's understanding of language.
Yeah, and I think this whole conversation really points to how far this technology has come.
Right.
Because the fact that people are having this reaction of, that can't be true, means that the line between what's authentically human and what's generated by AI is getting so incredibly fine.
It's getting blurry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's getting blurry. And that brings up this whole other question of, how do we perceive what's real and what's not in the digital world?
It's like what we used to just sort of instinctively know is, artificial is now becoming so good at mimicking reality that we're like, wait a minute.
Right. Is this real? Is this not?
What's going on here?
Exactly. And I think that's a really important thing to think about as this technology continues to develop.
Okay. So just to reiterate for Mumu and for anyone else listening out there, the audio clips that we've been using are indeed generated by AI.
That's right.
No humans were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Okay.
But it's totally understandable why it might sound unbelievable. I mean,
absolutely.
That's a completely natural response to how advanced this tech has become.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes you wonder what else is out there that we're hearing that we think is real.
Right. Or what we're seeing even, you know.
Absolutely.
So this level of realism, it's not just a novelty. It's not just a cool party trick.
No.
It has some pretty significant implications.
Yeah. And that's what I find so fascinating to think about, are those implications.
Yeah.
Because if AI can now generate voices this convincingly, then what does that mean for how we know what's real?
Right. Like how do we verify the authenticity of anything that we're hearing anymore?
Exactly. Are we going to need some kind of like AI detection software?
Right. Or like a truthiness meter.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Or maybe it'll be like, you know, you'll have to get your audio like notarized by a human.
Right.
To prove that it's real.
Yeah. Or like a little digital signature from a real person.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows where it's going to go, but it definitely raises a lot of questions about trust and how we consume information.
Absolutely. Because right now, we sort of just take it for granted that if we hear something, you know, in a video or in an audio clip that's
real. And they assume it's a real person.
Right. Right. But now we can't really make that assumption anymore.
Yeah, we have to be a lot more critical about what we're hearing and seeing.
Yeah. So what does this all mean for our listeners out there?
Well, I think it means that these advancements in AI voice technology, they're not just small steps.
Right.
This is a real leap forward.
Yeah.
And I think Mumu's initial disbelief really highlights that.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that a lot of us are still wrapping our heads around.
Yeah.
That AI can now create audio that's basically indistinguishable from human speech.
And it's only going to get better.
Exactly. And as it becomes more widespread, maybe that initial shock and disbelief will start to lessen.
Right.
As we get more used to it.
Right. It'll just become the new normal.
Right. But I think it's important to acknowledge that initial reaction that Mumu had.
Yeah.
Because it shows just how quickly this field is evolving.
It really is mind-blowing.
It is.
So Mumu, we hope this clarifies things for you a bit.
Right. The audio is AI.
Yes. The audio is AI.
But it's really cool AI.
It is really cool AI. And it leaves us all with this big question.
Yeah.
Which is, as these AI voices become more and more realistic.
Right.
What does that mean for how we understand reality?
Right. What is real anymore?
What is real and what's fake, and how much trust we can place in what we hear?
Absolutely.
It's a big thing to think about.
It is. And it's something we're all going to have to grapple with as this technology keeps developing.
Exactly. So thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
It's been real, and we'll catch you next time.